Hi, we have a bit of an announcement here. Joe, you want to talk about this t-shirt design contest that's going on?
Yes, I do. Open submission to anybody listening or a friend of a friend. Pass it along. You got a design you want to make for a t-shirt, something that you've heard on the show that you want to live in perpetuity in an image? We'll send it to your name here at alchemythis.com. Submissions will be done by November 15th. And then our Patreon members are going to be able to vote on which design they like the best, and that one's going to get put on a shirt.
Wait, Joey, does that mean we'll have shirts available just in time for the holidays?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's an amazing idea. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
And James, you're making sure that we have a shirt available at, where is it going to be located?
Are you okay, James?
Going to be located, you can get it at the Patreon page, and we'll get a link up that will be put in all the different places.
Okay,
in the internet.
So submit your designs for a new shirt. We're going to do as many as we approve and love, and then the Patreon members will weigh in and vote as well. Their votes will cast along with ours, and we'll pick ourselves some brilliant artists. Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. Yes, that Kevin Pollock. What's that? No, you silly dum-dum. I put the body in the trunk because of the smell, but I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hello to Vanessa Raglan. Vanish! When the time comes, what will you tell sweet Francis about what boys want?
They want money and they want power, honey, and you're going to take both of them before they can.
Woo! Yeah! Yeah!
Good luck.
Look the hell out of Chris Alvarado.
I got something to say to Francis, yeah.
Yeah. Cory Avocado, in 1,100 words or less, please share how much you missed us.
Why is this taking so long?
He's not saying anything.
He's counting the words.
No,
he's
words.
Counting the words.
It's like he's thinking.
Just very, very much.
Very, very much.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had written down very, very, very much, but okay.
Well, I had fun, you know.
What the? There's James Heaney, gentlemen. James, when enjoying a proper afternoon tea, what's your go-to from those little sandwiches?
The little sandwiches?
That comes with the afternoon tea.
Lunchables?
All right.
I think it's a Ritz cracker.
I think that says so much about you.
Yes, that must be what you're talking about.
That's right. Is exactly.
I don't eat very many Lunchables.
Okay. No one brought this. You're the only one saying Lunchables.
What is that? What other little tiny sandwiches would you get?
Like cucumber sandwiches.
They're tiny little.
Well, we'll take you to high tea. We'll take you to high tea.
Okay.
We are so going as a group to take James to high tea.
I don't eat very many Lunchables.
Do you guys all go to tea without me?
Have we ever seen those tier
not
trays?
That many times.
No.
You just never seen a tier tray.
For any excuse
a tier
to wear a
hat.
Tea.
Tier.
Tea tray?
Tiered. Like, there's like
the tray of tears?
I mean, tray. Maybe at a wedding. And
please send your photos for James to your name here at alchemythis.com of you having high tea. Oh. Or just pictures of tea trays. That'd be great.
We just lost a huge segment of our British audience.
Next up, it's Craig Kakowski. Cacao, when fishing for rainbow trout, what's your bait of choice?
Night crawlers.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get them when they're good and fresh. Get a handful of night crawlers.
Uh-huh. Mush them up?
Mush them up into a ball.
Ew. And then put that ball on the hook?
Put that ball on the hook. Right. Put that hook in the water and wait for the rainbow trout to come to you.
Nice. Got them if you got them. And last, but may your Cocoa Puffs have a little unnoticed dried up poop in them if you think them least.
Oh, God.
It's Joey Greer. Greer, god of prison purses.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
A prison purse is your butt.
Ew.
Jeez, nobody's going to give Vanessa a hard time about not knowing what a prison purse is?
I'm proud to not know what a prison purse is.
That's like you shouldn't know that. You should know what.
Oh, I didn't.
And Joe, do you want to explain
it
to Vanessa?
Is it lunchable?
You can, if you're having salad.
Oh, my God.
Please, please count the number of ways you love Doug Boehm, Joey. One?
No.
Okay, he's good. All righty, let's get to our first scene. I'd like to encourage you all to take a moment to please write a review of the show in the next 100 hours. We'd greatly appreciate hearing from you and to help us gather more listeners. All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. Our first scene comes from Michael, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemist. I've found that some of my favorite episodes go completely off the rails from the suggestions, so I'll keep it short and my expectations low."
Ouch.
A hospital full of healthy patients and sick nurses and doctors. That's it. Thanks for making my commute filled with laughter and making people stare at me while I sit in the parking lot laughing through the tedium, Michael.
We got a sick one. We got to get this one to the ER stat now. I need 400 PPs now.
Excuse me, are you a patient here?
I'm a doctor, 100%. I need 400 PPs, PTD, PTT.
You're in a smock with the back open, sir.
Yes, I am. I can see your keister. I need the air, okay? Come on, everybody, get around me. Let's get a fire going. This patient needs it now.
Who needs what?
This patient needs a fire, two PPs. You all right?
Bless you.
This patient needs to get surgery now.
No, I'm a nurse. Let's get this nurse on the gurney.
And let's get her to the ER right now.
Jim, can you help me with this patient who's screaming he's a doctor?
Okay, what do you need?
What do you need?
I need 200 GPs, and I need
Sir, why did you come to the hospital today?
You know, when I was a kid, I always thought to myself, what would life be like if I could not only get what I... Oh, it's on my sleeve. I need a new schmuck. And
Shh, call me a
Mommy,
schmuck.
Why isn't I naked over there?
And
just feels better, baby. Don't stare.
Okay. I don't want to get any shots for school.
You gotta get your shots.
I don't think I need it.
You gotta get them.
But I think
if you don't get them, the government's gonna come after us. They're gonna take you away from me.
Oh, I don't want to get taken away, Mommy.
They're gonna take you away from me.
Okay, is this little guy here to get his shots?
This little guy is a little gal.
Oh, a little gal?
Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry, I'm a little out of it.
Oh, no, you look a little calamity.
Yeah, I'm a little calamity, yeah.
This little girl is here for her shots.
All right, what's your name, honey?
My name's Claire. All it's right. Not gonna hurt, is it? I don't. Oh, that's.
That
you made my face
good.
All wet. My face is all wet now.
Is your face wet?
Yeah, it's. You just spit on me.
Here, take my hand towel.
Thank you. Oh, there's blood on this.
I'm keeping an eye on this.
Yeah, I've been using it all day. What do you need? A shot?
I guess I need to get shots before school.
Okay. No, or else you know what'll happen, don't you, Doc?
What'll happen?
Government.
Government's going to take me away from my mom.
Doctor, welcome to the government offices. Now, school season is upon us. People will be coming in for shots of vaccines and whatnot.
Great.
We want to let you know that we are moving forward with the plan. So
you have to be more specific.
Yeah, be more forceful about it. This is the government.
Okay. Okay.
We gave you the dossier on science.
Yes. Okay. Very well.
Tucker, what is going on?
Nothing. I'm fine. Doctor, as I was saying, we're moving forward with the plan, and that means we will be injecting these children, adults.
Confidence, Tucker, confidence.
With you know...
Tucker, I don't trust you right now, and I'm on your team.
It's okay. We're okay. Everyone's fine.
Tucker, you need to sell this.
Is this how you're doing it? You're just having a bunch of individual meetings with every doctor?
For a conspiracy to work, you have to presume and understand
that you...
Oh, I'm getting sick.
So
for a conspiracy,
conspiracy.
Something's happening. I feel groggy.
The government.
For a conspiracy.
They're all dead, Doctor. Now it's just you and I. Me? You and me?
Yeah,
you and me. Anyway.
Wait, we moved.
Okay, Claire?
Yep.
Claire Perber?
That's my girl!
Okay, that's your mother in the back of the class?
That's me. I'm just here to make sure everything goes okay.
She wants to make sure you don't cover anything that we wouldn't cover in homeschool.
Why isn't my daddy here?
Ma'am, you're not supposed to be here.
I know I'm not supposed to be here. I'll be inconspicuous.
Okay. No, I just want to make sure, Claire, you have all your shots. You're all shotted up.
This is the paperwork that the doctor gave.
Claire got her shots. Claire.
Yes,
got
he
her
did,
shots.
Little kid.
Yes, he did.
I said yes, she did.
Just making sure.
Claire, she's a little gal.
Claire has a penis. Claire.
So what if she did? What's wrong with this guy?
Do you want to fight this kid?
I'd like to fight this kid.
Roll out.
This kid's got some weird issues.
No, please, Mommy.
I don't want to fight a kid either, but it looks like you're someone little gender judger.
Your Mom, daughter please. Has a penis.
So what if she does? What's this kid's name?
Cliff.
This is Cliff.
Cliff, come here.
Mom, please come don't. On. I don't want to have to change schools
again. You believe
again.
In the tooth fairy, Cliff?
Yeah.
You're about to be rich.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Oh, get those teeth. Get those teeth. Get those teeth.
Go. Bill?
Hi.
Hi.
I believe you punched my son in the face.
Oh, is your son a
Cliff?
Little asshole?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah, I guess I did.
Well,
I
guess what? I'm a bigger asshole. I'm also a lawyer. Ever heard of that? So here you go. I'm suing you.
Oh, well, guess what? You can sue me all you want, because guess what? Countersuit filed.
Shit.
All right, we got hot dogs cooking or what?
I got them in the pot.
That smells great.
Well, cook them up,
I'd love to invite you, but we're embroiled in a legal argument right now, sir.
This is a legal argument. How did you know? Where did this guy?
Guess who else works at your law firm?
Who?
My friend.
Who's your friend?
Danielle Yabossi.
My what?
No, Danielle Yabossi. That's her last name, Yabossi.
Oh, the one. Yeah, we're always like, you're so bossy.
Which her? Pot has the goddamn hot dog in it?
And one with...
Well, 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 Danielle.
Well, how'd it go?
Okay, it went terribly. You didn't tell me that you let her know I was going to head over there.
Well, now we in a whole rigmarole.
Danielle, you are so bossy, you bossy.
I am not bossy. I am the boss, though.
And you bossy.
Yes, Danielle.
Okay, right. Why do we have to keep saying yes all the time in this office? Okay. I'm a lawyer.
All right, yeah, please, can we just stop yelling at each other? Okay, this law firm is hemorrhaging money, suing itself. Okay. Okay. Please stop doing that. Please stop doing
please
that.
Please stop doing that. I have a gun. I'm putting it in my mouth.
Please.
Okay, I'm going to go to my office.
Yeah, go to your office.
Cliff, I'm so sorry my mom punched your teeth out.
What the hell was that part of your mouth?
It's not the first time she's done it, but I've been told to ask you and your family to come for dinner.
Dinner?
Yeah.
I don't think I can eat right now.
No, probably not, but we'll probably just blend it up.
Are you
for
having
you.
Soup?
Well, we're having hot soup, dogs again, but we'll blend
I
it
like
up for
dogs.
You.
I like hot dogs.
Yeah, we'll make sure that there's a liquid version for you.
Well, look, I'm not going to split it, okay? We all get a dog and a half, and that's just how it is.
Well, he gets three dogs because I blended and it went down. I wanted it to fill the cup.
God damn it.
Here's your little hot dog soup, honey.
So you're that piece of shit who's suing us, huh?
Well, I dropped the suit because you guys extended this olive branch
I
here.
I don't wear suits. Never have, never will.
And that doesn't make him serpent.
I'm not afraid of you, sir. I've taken 2.5 years of jujitsu, and yeah. I can handle myself.
Well, how'd jujitsu hold up to a katana sword, huh?
Damn.
Daddy, please
right,
don't take
that's
the
right,
katana
right,
sword off.
He's not going to take it out. He's just
going to
threaten him.
Look at this right here. Custom blade. I put Sharpie on it myself.
I don't mean to interrupt the blade situation here, but Claire's eyes are neon.
What do you mean?
Did she get...
Oh, neon! They are
kinda... Did
neon.
She get any kind of shots recently or
oh, yeah.
vaccinations?
Neon.
John Mayer song.
Yeah, I love that.
Neon!
Her
neon.
Eyes are glowing.
Sometimes it's so bright I can't sleep at night.
Listen, son, if you want my daughter, there's a dowry involved.
What?
No. Claire is not up for
Cliff,
that.
Eat your hot dog soup.
What do you mean she's not?
She's too little to be up for that.
I don't give a damn. Look, how much are you willing to pay for Claire to work a mine?
To work a what?
A mine.
I don't know what you're talking about, and we're about, as soon as Cliff finishes his hot
are
dog soup...
Are you taking an attitude with Dwayne right now?
I'm not afraid of either of you.
We're not afraid of you either.
Well, then this works out perfectly.
I guess it does.
Why'd you pull out your katana?
Yeah. I didn't want to pull my katana out with company, Dwayne.
Okay, I'll pull up my katana.
Oh!
That's my penis.
What the
Everybody
hell?
Look at my penis.
So you got some sort of complaint against my client?
Yeah, first of all, Yabossi, we're on the same team.
Not for this one,
yeah,
we
I guess
yes,
we...
Queen.
Yeah, boss.
What is it with the yes stuff? Yeah, I have a complaint against your client.
Hey, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Please stop yelling at me.
Please.
Just show your sharpened penis to the person you're suing.
Forget it. I'm going to go to my office. I'm going to go to my office.
Cliff, I brought you a smoothie.
It's so pretty.
I don't know why our parents fight so much.
I think they like each other secretly.
I think so, too. I really do.
Is there a chance we could become brother and sister?
I was hoping that maybe that dowry thing would work out. Maybe one day we'd get married.
Oh, man.
Hey, little boy, little girl.
She's a little girl.
What?
She's a little girl.
Okay.
Who are you?
I'm just a groundsman, and I heard y'all want to go on a magic trip.
Well, we do.
I mean, of course we do. We didn't say it, but yeah.
Why don't you come in this box?
I better be invited.
All right, groundsman. This is the government. These are my government aides.
Hey, do you want us to talk?
Are we supposed to turn this?
Now, listen, you're a groundsman.
I thought
which
you were
going
to handle this.
Which means you have access to small children.
Yeah.
Now, this is a briefcase full of injections.
All right.
Shots. We need you to inject. No, don't inject yourself, sir.
Shit. Great.
You can't hand him the syringes before you explain what they're for.
You just injected yourself full of AIDS, sir.
Oh,
that's government AIDS.
Is this the antidote?
Yeah, that's the antidote.
No, that's more.
Oh, that's more AIDS.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
You had to know better to do better.
So well, good news is you finish all the AIDS injections.
Somebody
so
fuck
this,
me.
These two over here.
Somebody fuck me.
No,
sir, we got it.
Here's the antidote here. I'm going to give you a shot, but it also includes an Amazon situation where...
Amazon delivery?
Yeah. You're going to feel the need to want to shop a little bit more. Here you go.
Oh!
Just ask the children if they want to go on a ride.
Tucker,
put more AIDS in yourself.
Tucker, you are fired.
Nah.
Yeah, Tucker. Nah. Absolutely, yes.
What would you have done differently?
I'm sorry, is this the syringe that has AIDS?
Why do you care?
Yeah, why do you care?
I just injected myself. Is this so good?
Oh my!
I feel sick.
So you come to Yabasi wanting to sue the government?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm not afraid of you, Yabasi. Okay, I'm not afraid of anybody. I don't know why I wear a tie and all of a sudden I'm the big pussy. I'm not jiu-jitsu.
Okay, well, I'm defending the government here.
Wait, why can't you be on my side?
Yeah, bossy.
What's with this yes queen? Why can't you be on my side?
Guys, I'm so sorry. Can we please just
where we were hemorrhaging money again?
All right,
Danielle in here.
3 points, Alvarado. And now let's hear from our sponsor, the fine folks at Casper.
You spend one third of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable.
Amen. And did you know that Caspers have a breathable design that helps you sleep cool, regulate your body temperature throughout the night? I mean, have you ever seen a mattress when you take the thing off and it's covered in the sweat you didn't know you were sweating?
Casper offers three other mattresses. The Wave.
Craig, can I get that one more time with just a little less enthusiasm?
Casper offers three other mattresses. The Wave, the Essential, and the Hybrid!
Woo!
Affordable prices because Casper cuts out the middlemen and sells directly to you! Hassle-free returns if you're not completely satisfied. Delivered to your door in a small, how do they do that, sized box.
Okay, one more bullet point, James.
One more
bullet
point?
Give me any accent at all.
Free shipping and returns to the U.S.
Never mind.
Okay.
You know, the one thing I love about Casper Mattress
tell us, Joey.
Is that so...
Let go of me.
No, you gotta hear this, okay? Is that when you get on there, it's so comfy. You just want to have your friends jump on the bed. You want to have as many sleepovers as you can.
Mm.
It's a way to get to know people in an intimate setting as well as an outimate setting as well.
Yeah. Thank you for that,
That's
Joey.
Cool.
And I want to remind folks that there's free shipping and returns in the U.S. and Canada. How's about that? You can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep-on-it trial. That's right. I've had 6 friends so far who won't shut the hell up about how much they love their Casper mattress. And while they're annoying, it's undeniable, they seem sincere. So do check out Casper mattresses. We've got a little code here to give you. You'll get $100 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/alchemy. And using alchemy at checkout. Terms and conditions apply, of course. That's $100 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/alchemy. Scene 2 comes from Gossip Girl, who wrote, Kevin, all caps, I have a suggestion. A murder in an air traffic control tower.
Oh my god!
That just happens to lie next to a mysterious lake. Love you, XOXO Gossip Girl. 61999er, we got you on runway 2. 61999er, do you copy?
Suck my butt.
Oh, that's Steve. Captain Steve, we got you set up on runway 2.
Suck my butt.
You have clearance. We will all suck your butt when you get here safely.
Luke.
Yeah.
There's a dead body over here. Did you not notice this?
I'm trying to land planes, Tim.
Luke, there's a dead body under your
desk.
Why
don't you try to land planes and worry less about dead bodies?
Luke.
Or we're going to have a whole bunch of dead bodies.
Luke, there's no excuse for dead bodies under the desk.
Yeah, there's no excuse for this sort of insubordination either. Land some goddamn planes, will you?
I'm going to call the cops.
Fine. You do what you have to do and let the record show I continued landing planes.
All right.
752 Zozo. 752 Zozo. Hey,
is this 911? That's
is... It is. Oh, I forgot I was not answering my cell phone. I'm so sorry. This is 911. I'm having a day.
Oh, I'm sorry. I believe a murder has been committed.
Ooh. Yikes. What do you want me to do?
Well, I'm probably...
Send a squad card.
Yeah, I think so.
I'll send a squad car. And can I have your name
Incoming
and your address?
Call.
Oh, my name's Richard.
Oh. Hello?
Babe, we don't have milk.
Oh, shit.
Why didn't you get milk?
I got oat milk. It's in the cupboard. I don't want oat milk.
I want milk.
You should try it. It's really good. It's in the cupboard.
No,
you don't
I'm not going
to
eat oat milk.
Oh, my God.
I'm having cereal.
I'm at work right now? I'm at work right now.
I'm at work right now.
Yeah, have cereal dry or put water on it.
Fine, I will.
Looks like we just got a call. All right, looks like a possible murder. You want to drive? You want me to drive?
If it's a possible murder, then let's not do it. I only want to do it if it's a legit murder.
I don't think that's how it works, man.
Yeah, it is, eh? Yeah, it is.
Look, I'm from the West Coast, okay? We talk a certain way.
Yeah, well,
we live a certain way.
I'm a cop. Yeah, so I talk a certain way like a cop does, and I live a certain way like a cop does. I don't care about coasts.
I really don't understand why every day I come in here, dude, and you're like,
Edit.
Are you mad at me?
No, I'm not mad at you, man. But
you're mad at me.
I'm not pissed at
you're
you,
either
dude.
Mad at me or you're wildly in love with me. Regardless, we have to go check out this possible
Holy
murder.
Shit, who gives a fuck if I'm in love with you, dude? I want to spend the rest of my life with you. I love you. I love you forever.
Okay, you
want
to drive or am I driving? I'll drive. You need to relax.
Yeah, whatever.
We built this city.
Luke, you seem pretty calm. The cops are coming. If you did something with this body...
Oh,
I'm
still on the line, sir.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. You were talking about goat's milk. I thought you were...
Wait, you heard that?
Yeah. Were you not on a cell phone?
Oh, shit. Hold on.
Do we have goat's milk?
We don't have goat's milk. We have oat milk. Oh, shit. Hello?
I wouldn't mind goat's milk.
I wanted to know, what is the best... place.
What's going on?
To hold a party.
Hanging up.
Are you just answering cell phone calls? Because I hear everything that's
going
on.
Oh, right.
I'm
on this phone for you. My cell phone. I have had such a day. You know what? I took NyQuil this morning. I took a bottle of NyQuil.
A bottle? They call that robo-tripping.
Well, is that what I'm doing?
Well, if it's Robitussin, but yeah.
It was just the quill. Oh, hello?
911. Is this 911? Can you hear me?
Hang up. Yikes.
Babe, I found the goat's milk.
Oh, hey, babe.
I found the goat's
it's
milk.
Oat
it's
milk.
So good.
Oh, I'm glad.
No, I would not drink that slime.
Okay,
I'm
drinking
the goat's
goat
milk.
You're drinking goat milk.
One of the things I want to say is why I love you is that it's just that you're open in a way that's just not the norm. You know what I mean?
It's a West Coast.
Why are you out of breath?
We're here.
We're driving.
562-57-56257. We got runway 4 for you. Copy.
Suck my butt.
Steve, how did you get back up in the air so quick? Wait, you haven't come in yet on runway 2?
Suck my butt.
Okay, appreciate the input.
Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey, this is Diane we were talking earlier.
From 911?
Yeah.
How did you get this number?
I'm off the clock now.
Oh,
I just used our 911 technology.
Oh, that's pretty sweet. Are the cops coming soon?
What are you saying about robo-tripping?
Well, here's the thing. First of all, did you end up getting a hold of cops? Because this body's starting to stink.
I put all that through. I put
okay,
everything
fine,
through.
Okay, fine.
But what is that?
Well, Robitussin has a similar...
I woke up feeling like I genuinely had a cold. I thought I took DayQuil, but I didn't feel it working, so I took more.
You would have been
better off. But then I look, it's been NyQuil. I took a whole bottle.
It would be the same as if you took motion sickness pills. When you overdose on it, you do have a psychedelic experience.
Is that what's happening?
Probably.
I feel weird.
Yeah.
So you want to look at some of my goats for the milk, eh?
Yeah.
Come straight direct, eh?
Yeah, which one is that? What kind of milk does that give?
Oh, you don't know if you're going to be able to handle that milk there.
Meh.
I think I can handle it, dude.
Yeah, well, we feed it Adderall.
Meh.
We feed it Adderall and NyQuil together.
Look, I want that goat's milk.
Yeah, all right, I can let you suckle on the tate, eh?
Yeah, I'll take it. Hey. That goat just hiss at me?
Yes, it did.
Don't get too close, little goats.
They're all hybrids. We're crossbreeding them with different genes.
What are you crossbreeding them with?
Kits.
What?
Kits.
Kits?
Kitty cats. Kitty cats.
Kitsy kits.
Look, I don't care what is in them. I just want their fucking milk, man.
Came to the right place.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, we're here.
What is up with your breathing, man?
Listen, whatever we find in there, I hear you. I heard what you said back
there.
You
got a flop sweat. What's going on?
Because I've never been in love before, dude. All right, dude.
All right, dude.
Why?
I've never been in love, dude.
Yeah, I haven't, dude.
Hey, are you guys the cops?
Yeah, give us a second,
wait,
my man.
Wait, knock on the door. Yeah.
Listen, I don't want to be inside that room. There's a dead body in the
We're
room.
Not hearing you until you close the door. Yeah, we need to knock.
Stop.
What?
Yeah, if we're, no, guys, I don't, that's, we're on the clock if we hear
we're
that.
Not doing that, yeah.
Come on, you're the cops. Just come in. All right, fine.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Can we get to work?
Can we get to work? Can we do our work?
Open up. It's the police.
Hold on a second. Close that fucking door.
Close that fucking door.
Okay, all right. Are there any long-term effects?
I just want to know what is going on inside there. You want to do some work.
Yeah.
Let's start here. We can't solve a crime if we can't solve the grime.
Huh.
You understand?
No.
I love you, man.
I love you.
Johnson and Peabody, can I see you guys in my office?
Yes.
Peabody, I've had some complaints out in the field about you two.
Complaints?
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
What kind of complaints?
Well, there was a murder out at the airport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you were
sent
out.
Speaking of murder, Peabody here fucking murdered a hot dog on the way to
Peabody murdered it. You did, dude.
Did you kill that hot dog?
Yeah.
Well, how'd you kill it?
Sliced. Slicey-dicey. So what's up, Cap?
There's just been some complaints that
you're
guys
glowing,
are a little...
You're glowing, Captain.
You look really good.
You look really, really good.
Thank you. This is part of the complaints. Feel people harassed. They
what?
Feel, people feel harassed
they
by you.
They should feel inspired.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. I've been leaving slam poetry on people's voicemails.
Such as?
Tomorrow's not today.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. What do I see? What do I see? Destruction all around me. Why not be the peace that rises up above the clouds to see the ones that want to come down? Not going to happen. Hammer, hammer, hammer. I am the truth. But only...
Wait, Peabody, was that you?
Yeah.
I got that message on my machine.
Oh, yeah. I'm just doing slam poetry on people's machines.
I didn't know what that message was.
Excuse me. Is this where I go to if I have information on the recent murder?
Yes.
I don't know who takes that.
I mean, do you mind waiting a second? We're kind of in the middle with our captain.
Sure.
Just give us one second.
Peabody, this is exactly what I'm talking about. This man has information that could lead to the solving of a crime.
Woman.
You want to talk about
that's a woman.
Us.
That was a man.
Wow.
That's a woman.
Everyone. That was a man.
Maybe we don't identify and just let the person talk. Yes, please. Share.
Well, your name's Cher?
How'd you know my name?
Oh.
Took a wild guess.
But you thought it was a
man.
Oh,
no. They've got it on their name.
On their, they've got it on their blazer.
What's so important?
Cher, how can we help you?
Look, the airplane control tower is right next to a mysterious lake.
Die.
That's true.
Right?
Lake Kimishika, huh?
You should probably look into the mysterious lake.
Ew. Gross.
Literally,
yeah,
like,
I'm not going to go into
wait,
that.
Wait, you got Peabody and Sherman or whatever you are.
He's Peabody. I'm Peabody.
I'm Peabody.
What? You guys have to shut up. We're getting a lead.
Saying,
am
look,
I the only officer that deserves to have all these guns?
You're saying we should look into the lake.
Look into the mysterious lake.
What's your relation to the lake, Cher?
I live close to the lake.
Okay, great. Cher.
Thanks, Cher. Thank you, Cher.
Cool. No, we're not anyway, done with Cher. We're not done with Cher.
So you were saying like, tomorrow, not today. Yeah.
The hammer falls down.
Oh, my God.
What? Peabody, is there a reason
we
you take
on
your
we had a
voice?
Lead on a murder.
Yeah.
Go look in the lake.
I will. I totally will.
How did it go? Did they understand what you said? Did they look in the lake?
I think so. I don't know if they've looked in the lake, but I told them to look into the lake.
Why were we cursed with eternal life and knowledge?
It's not ours to ask.
But it's our burden.
It is our burden. But I've grown accustomed to the burden.
I can't just to see man die over and over again.
You missed on the wrong star, man.
Great. Okay, we wished on the wrong star. And that goddamn genie has to come back and remind us every
Mommy,
single...
Mommy, Daddy, can I have some breakfast, please?
Yes.
I didn't get dinner, so...
It's all right. There's a jug of goat milk in the fridge. Just
right. Can I get something with it?
Yes, I guess...
It doesn't matter whether you eat or not. You're immortal.
Right.
Let's keep telling you that.
I'm a weak mortal.
Just
though.
Have him live a normal life.
You're very weak.
As normal as it can.
How could he possibly be normal?
Some
please,
bread.
Just put some rice in your hand.
Rice sounds good.
And then pour some milk over.
Could we cook the rice?
Yes. Cook it in the milk.
It doesn't matter.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, Officer Peabody.
What are you doing at my house?
I'm here alone.
It's 3 in the morning.
What's going on? Who's at the door?
I'm one who...
It's a cop.
Oh, Peabody.
The cops are here. Oh, wait. What? How do you guys know each other?
Never mind, I'm leaving.
Well, what's going on?
Never mind, I'm leaving.
Peabody!
Never mind, I'm leaving, brah.
Were you seeing Peabody?
No. I was just seeing... How do you know him?
Is what do you that... mean? I love him. You,
that cop?
Yes, he's my partner. I love
he's
him.
He's your partner? How come I've never seen him before?
I talk about him all the time.
Well, you don't... I guess... I'm sure that's him again. Hello?
Oh, hey. Officer Cheryl?
That voice is so familiar.
Oh, who's at the door? Officer Cheryl.
It's me, Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Cheryl Candle. We work together at the precinct. You are such a bitch. This guy is always messing with me. He left me a weird message on my machine. I was coming as a courtesy call because you got, what's-his-face, Peabody's sobbing out there.
Yeah, he looked
I was doing
upset.
My rounds and I see Peabody in the street sobbing. And I thought, if I don't know who's at the bottom of this nut, that squirrel.
Do I know you?
Yeah. Okay. You been leaving me slam messages? Keep your man on a leash.
Listen, I don't understand why.
Are
all
you
these...
seeing Peabody, lady?
Am I seeing Peabody?
Yeah, what's going on? Something weird's going on.
No, I'm not seeing Peabody.
It looks like
honestly,
you're in love with Peabody.
No, no, no. In fact, it seems like my husband's been hiding his partner and I...
This is Peabody. I'm out here alone. I'm going to
go for Peabody.
I'm going to take a look in the mysterious lake.
What are you guys doing in the break room?
Oh my god, we're prepping for the case. We're prepping for the case.
You were role playing
for the
Don't
case.
Don't say that. It's not role. It's not, dude. Relax.
Dad, chill, dude.
Yeah.
I hate you. I'm leaving. I just wanted coffee. I'm out.
Coffee, the bean, makes
Stop.
Me be seen. Energy, energy, energy.
Energy, 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 energy.
What brings you this close to the lake? State your name and purpose before you pass.
Cher, we should. It's the only place to end it.
What? You want to end it?
Yes. Okay. I'm sick of living forever.
What is your purpose at the lake?
We want to die.
Die you shall. Are you prepared?
Yes, we're 10,000 years old.
We're ready.
I'm sorry, I was on here a stakeout. Can't help but over here. What I'm gathering, you're mortals. Immortals, 10,000 years old. Yes. How are you going to die?
Well, that's why we're here at the lake.
What?
The lady at the lake will kill us.
Bring the stranger
Why
closer.
Wouldn't you have done this a while ago if it was on the table?
Well, we have a kid, and you know.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So.
We have a 5-year-old.
Bring the stranger closer.
Yeah.
You who joins these two at the lake, what is your purpose?
I brought my submarine from the station. I was going to take a look in there for some clues, because that one told me check out the lake. Maybe, I don't know.
I did. That was a few days ago. A lot has changed since then.
Okay. Okay.
Now, my partner's convinced me that that we want to die, and we're going to look into the lake.
Right.
So we're going to look in the lake. There's a lady of the lake who lives there. There was a genie who granted us immortality.
Were you hoping I was
going to
find a lady of the lake about this murder? I don't know who was up in that station tower. I'm trying to get to the bottom of that body.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You'll all die.
Luke, I'm really sorry I called the cops on you. I was certain that you killed that guy. He was under your desk.
While I was laying in planes, you thought I went ahead and killed somebody?
No, I still don't know what the explanation for a dead body under your table is.
Right, so are you satisfied now that the police have investigated?
Well, I don't... It's honest, I have not heard a verdict.
Right, so how is it still my problem?
It's not. I just wanted to apologize so it's not awkward
you
here.
You want to get that? You want to
yeah,
get that?
Give me 1 second. Yeah. Hello?
I did it again.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I did. I did it again, and it still feels good.
You know, of course it feels good, but that's like a psychedelic experience. It's terrible for your liver.
Why didn't you mention the liver thing earlier?
Anything that's going to make you have that kind of... Like, you're the... When I call 911, I expect expertise. That
I'm just talking about...
Babe,
just,
the goat cat bit me. The goat cat bit me.
I told you we shouldn't let that thing in.
It bit me hard.
What? Were you kissing it?
Well, 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 if it isn't the pilot that always says that butt thing when he's in the air.
Suck my ass.
Suck my ass. Listen, this is a pilot's locker room, okay?
Okay.
It's not a place for games. Unless you want to get hurt. Or unless you kill me and then throw me underneath the desk of the tower.
Do you know what you want?
I want you to kill me.
He's gonna die.
Yeah, I want you to kill.
All right.
Hey, oh.
There you go. Suck my ass. Suck my ass.
Well, that's a pretty incriminating black box recording.
Somehow that's the conclusion of scene two. The final scene today comes from Joey Greer, who wrote,
oh.
Hey, you guys, any way I could stop doing the podcast? if you're reading this on the air, sorry for the awkwardness.
It's fine.
My scene suggestion is at a Comic-Con. And you're all C-plus level celebrities trying to sell your shit. Loves Joey.
Weird.
That's so fucking weird.
And
next this, up.
Listen, I was wondering if you'd like to purchase this. It's a
Are
picture.
Are you selling me this?
Well, I waited a long time in line, and I figured you'd want one. This marker is permanent. And it's easy to sign anything you want, and my signature's on it.
So it's a photo of you.
No, he's selling the marker.
I'm selling the marker. I just have this photo to show how well it works.
Okay, and are you together?
No.
Okay,
we're together.
I'm a fan.
Great. Let's
we're together. Oh. He didn't
great,
ask.
Great. Watch this. Like, what's your name?
Deb.
Okay, I'm going to sign it on my photo.
No, God
Deb.
Damn it. That's my headshot.
Well, it's okay.
You bought the headshot,
this.
Man.
Look at this. Yeah. I don't want this headshot. This is a view. I want... Here... Look at this marker,
yes,
though.
It's a normal marker.
I'm a big fan of
Deb,
yours.
I'm right here. This is our second date. I felt like...
You're here with me. What more do you want?
I feel like you want them.
I'm a big fan. If he wanted something to happen, he could close the deal. But I'm with you. I bet you'd feel the same about if Jessica Rabbit was a real person.
Is she here?
Maybe.
This are you two like, getting something? Because I'm waiting in line.
I'd like to, but I'm behind this guy trying to sell a pen.
Look, let's just all get this. Look, do you want to have consensual sex?
I'd love to.
All right, then let's do that. And who else wants a headshot signed?
I do.
Okay, great.
Are
okay, you
interested
know what? Actually,
in my Sharpie?
If everyone could just throw $20 at me, and here we go. Ready on the count of three?
I'll do it.
Okay, here we go. All right, ready?
Wait a second. We're standing in line. Why are we throwing
ben,
money?
I'm about
ben
to have consensual sex with a fan, and I'm this is exciting for me, okay?
We so get to we watch for the 20?
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait. Before
ben, ready?
Here we
ben,
go.
Don't be cheap.
The stars are aligned. There you go. Great. All right, let's do this.
Wait. Are you not excited about it?
No, I'm excited. I just, I'm not excited about it.
You're not like your character was.
Yeah. Lots
of
change.
Mr. Travolta, the line has been waiting for a couple of hours now. Thank you for arriving somewhat on time. We've got your table set up.
I'm here ready to do some signing.
Right. So we've got your table set up. And people are very excited. It's your first con.
Never done a con before.
Is what I'm saying. So basically people will step up. They'll want to tell you their life story, and I'll help to try to slow that
Gotta
down.
Got to keep it moving.
Got to keep it moving is what we're going for. Sell as many of these posters as possible. It's $100 a throw. They're going to ask for selfies. Those are an extra $40. You'll let me know.
I was a breech birth. Which meant my feet came up.
No, I know what that means. Yeah. That's crazy.
So my mother was really traumatized by the whole thing, and I think I was too.
I would
too.
Be too.
Is it your job to keep this line moving? I thought you were supposed to protect Mr. Travolta.
All right.
She took
all
me
right,
to a chiropractor
Steve.
As an infant Jesus. Who said the kind of trauma that I had suffered, I was never going to get over.
Well, no, because we carry around that trauma with
exactly.
us.
Exactly.
Even like trauma in the womb.
I got it. Yes. Mr. Travolta,
yes.
Mr. Travolta, come with me. Come with me. Come with me.
Let's go. Sorry. Let's pick this up
please,
where we left
please,
off.
Yes.
Put your head down, Mr. Roller. Come on, let's make the crowd. Let's go. Come on, let's get. There's a lot of people in line looking to see you. I'm going to make sure that no one does. You're going to be protected, okay? I don't want anyone to interact with you. You're safe. Volta? You're safe. All right, come on, let's get him in the
let's
car.
Get him.
Wait, hold on. That backfired.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in. Listen, we just had a couple complaints.
I love my job. I love what I do.
First and foremost, from Mr. Travolta's people. They wanted to know that why, after he finally agreed to do a con, he was there for about 41 seconds.
I'll tell you what happened. I'm my job is to protect. And if Mr. Travolta is under a situation where there's a lot of people that I don't know who they are, haven't been able to pat down, and I'm not sure if their blood is see-through or not.
How long have you been working at the convention?
I've been here for about...
2 days. The answer is 2 days.
Excuse me, sir. You're under arrest.
I knew this was going to come. Sir, thank you so much for employing me for as long as you did. I'm ready to go.
Okay, great. You want to hear the charges, or are you just good to go?
Can I tell you what I think they are?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, great. I think it's involuntary, voluntary, and ex-voluntary manslaughter. Oh. I believe there was a charge, if I'm 100%, bank robbery of a minor, and also grand theft trotto.
Didn't have that one.
Interesting.
Also kidnapping.
Hmm.
Let's go.
Hey, can I get a large Coke, please? Man, this place is packed.
Yeah. I've never been to one of these conventions before.
Here.
Thanks.
You know, I was actually in The Walking Dead.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah.
No,
it's not a big deal, but I played a zombie in episode 3 of the first season, and I came back for that.
Have you ever been in love?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, Kirk, just help the customer, please.
I'm helping him. I just was giving him a heads up about my, you know, screen experience.
This guy was in The Walking Dead.
A couple episodes.
I'm on a second date today.
Oh, I thought you were approaching me about love. I just want to know
your advice. I mean, like, I don't know. I feel like I don't really fit in this place.
This place? Nobody here fits in.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, this place sucks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, I'm seeing this girl, Deb, right?
Okay, $7. Go on.
I'm sorry?
It's $7 Coke. I know it's expensive. Go on.
$7?
Oh, don't give me shit, please. You see this place.
Maybe try to upsell it to a meal, Kirk.
You know what? It's not as expensive when you bundle it with a burger. But tell me about Linda, was it?
Deb. All right, give me the burger.
Okay, $14. And like
$14?
Total, that's a great deal. But the soda's $7 and the burger's $7.
But you said the soda went down in price.
It did.
So how much is the burger?
Usually it alone is $14. So you're basically getting a Coke for
free. You're saving $7.
Oh,
it's $21 for a burger and a Coke.
Did you just make money on that?
Whoa, Jesus.
I'll have that same deal. I'll have three of those.
I'll get one of those as well, please.
All right, guys, everybody.
They're giving away cash over here.
Everyone, come on, Doc. Does everyone get this food?
Hey, Deb.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry.
You have cum all over your mouth.
Oh, no, that's not cum.
What is it?
Hey, it's a funny story.
I'm so sorry. I
melted some clear gummy bears in the microwave. And
Deb.
Yeah.
I just want to say I'm sorry I couldn't get...
No. It was all squishy. We don't have to talk about it.
I'm sorry it was all squishy.
We don't have to talk about it.
Thanks. I'm glad you're a fan of the show.
I just wanted to say, Deb, I hope that was worth it. And I'm happy that you're happy. So... I got you this burger, and
thank you.
I'm gonna take off because
no, let's stay together.
But you met him, and I feel like that's probably like the guy you want to be with.
We did not hit it off.
No.
What do you mean?
It wasn't good for either of us. We did not hit it off. It wasn't fun. He put gummy bears in the microwave, and he smashed my face into them while he cried.
I just wanted to recreate the sensation. I can't emapulate.
You can't emapulate?
I can't,
He means ejaculate. He tried to force my face into melted gummy bears to give me a sensation I wasn't interested in the first place.
I didn't want to.
That's not what the fun part is for me, just so you know.
It wasn't fun
me
for me.
Me and most women aren't looking forward to that part.
I know
You know,
that.
You're nothing like your character.
I know that, Deb.
His character
was
a gentleman. Okay.
Yeah, I got you.
His character?
Burger. Yeah.
His character on this show?
Yeah.
No one was more chivalrous than his character.
Oh, watch your step. Watch your step, Deb.
Ow. Oh, my ankle.
Well,
looks like you're character.
You're the better man.
Dr. Elliot Velveteen.
I'm going to go back to my bed.
Steve, I really feel like I should be signing stuff out there. I feel like I'm kind of more a celebrity than just an employee to fill orders.
Coke's running out. You want to refill the Coke?
I feel like this is... Okay, I got it.
It's just shooting out soda water. We need syrup.
All right, I'm putting the syrup underneath here, all right? It's just sometimes I feel like you're wasting my talents. Like, I could probably get a lot of people to come here trying to get autographs.
Artographs?
That's what I call them because I'll put my own makeup on.
You do
on
a little drawing on there?
Well, no.
Wow,
that's a good idea.
This is really beautiful.
Oh, that's latte art. It's a leaf.
Oh, my God. But you shouldn't be here.
Thank you. Could you tell my boss that?
He should be over at the Coffee Bean.
Oh, no, no, no. I want to, I'm an artist.
What?
Like an actual artist. Like, you might not recognize
me. Yeah, we don't ask him to do the leaf art. That's just something he does.
Yeah. You probably don't recognize me because it's a lot of character work. Well, I'm in episode 3 of The Walking Dead. I play the zombie that
Oh, everybody plays zombies on that show.
Not everybody.
No, every weirdo that I... No, I'm not a weirdo. Oh.
Okay.
Larry, hi. Hey, thanks for coming in today to read for Dr. Velveteen.
Yeah.
I want to start on page 3.
Okay.
Can I give you a little heads up?
I just prefer to jump right in if you don't mind.
Okay, yeah. But...
I don't know if you heard me. I prefer to just jump right in. Okay.
I did. A lot of people reading that one word is mapulate. So if you just want to. Okay. Ready when you are. The camera's rolling.
Dr. Grace, I found some of the beryllium crystals.
Can I stop it for a second?
Yes.
That's Nescafe crystals.
Nescafe. Yeah. You mind if I borrow a pencil?
I don't, here.
Nescafe. Yeah. Okay.
Go again when you're ready.
Dr. Grace, I saw some of the beryllium crystals. Why did I say that again? Nescafe. Okay.
You're a trauma surgeon.
Yes.
Okay.
Dr. Grace... I found some of the Nescafe crystals.
So you got the job based on that audition?
Yeah. And to everyone, all the actors here tonight that are wondering how to make it in the industry, I'll tell you right now, you just do it.
Okay, but back to... No, this is my book signing, sir. And you just stood up. And started taking over this.
Well, I think people are
interested. Dr. Velveteen.
Yes.
Okay. I'd sleep with him.
Okay. Consensually?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
All right. You know, why don't we do this? Why don't we just have everyone throw $20 up?
This is a Barnes & Noble. You guys came here to Glendale to sign... Have my book.
They wanted to come to sign your book?
No, I'm just getting confused because...
You know, season 2, when the Christianing army came through and they
Don't
were with their...
Don't poke your finger into my chest.
Well, then you need to listen up. Okay? Jeez. And they had all the armaments that you can imagine, and they had access to the Siphian liquid that can time travel individuals back to the first time.
Are we doing this?
Yeah, we can. Let me just take my shoes off. Actually, do you mind if I...
Oh, thank God there's a Starbucks in this Barnes & Noble. Can I get a chai latte?
Sure. Do you want it with... you know what? Let me just make it the way I like it.
Hey, do I know you from something? I recognize you.
Do you?
Yes. You sold me a $7 Coke at Comic-Con last week.
Yeah. Yeah, I sometimes they have us cater events, and we were doing our Starbucks thing at the Comic-Con. Mm.
I never forget paying that much for a Coke.
Yeah, I thought you recognized me from my show.
What show?
Walking Dead.
Oh. No, I don't watch that show.
Well, it's a pretty big
You're on Walking Dead?
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
Oh, of course you have.
It's big.
Yeah, I was third episode. Zombie.
Okay.
I come up behind the bookshelf. Actually, in the fourth season, I come back a totally different character. This one, I was.
You must be really good. Sorry, I couldn't help but over.
No,
here.
No, absolutely. You must be good.
Nice. Yeah,
Linda. Good. Coffee for Linda.
That's me. I gotta go.
Well, wait, I was about to tell a story about the fourth season.
Oh, I'd love.
Hey, welcome to casting. So, one of our associates was at the Starbucks recently. Linda, you might remember speaking to her.
Linda?
Yeah.
Chai latte, no foam?
That would be crazy if I knew that.
me too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
She said you had the goods. Now, I have a big project, and I'm looking for a leading man.
Oh, you're kidding.
We're bringing back Dr. Velveteen.
Oh, that show, was it popular enough to bring back?
No. Huh?
Okay, all right, yeah, all right. Well, yeah. I'm not picky for roles.
Sure, well, you should be. And here are the sides.
Okay.
If you have any questions, let me know.
No, I think I can just...
Okay, just that does say Nescafe.
What does?
The word that looks like it doesn't say that.
It says Mapulous.
So we're changing that to Nescafe.
It's true. strange misspelling. Okay.
Tim, I have your tuna fish sandwich.
Thank you so much. No. Take it back for me, and then shove it up your ass.
Okay. This guy's wow, such a card. This really is show business.
This is show business, and I'm looking for my Dr. Velveteen. Unless
lead role?
Yeah, unless somebody kicks down that door, and the old Velveteen comes in here and demands his job back, it's pretty much going to be yours, my man. Here we go.
Okay. I'm really excited to work with you.
Wow, Mr. Travolta, I didn't expect to get cast in such a popular show with such a popular actor.
That's all right. You know, you're here on set, so we're all equals.
Are we?
We're all equals.
Oh, well, do you have any tips for somebody that's trying to stand out but not look like I'm trying to stand out?
Learn your lines and say them fast.
Oh, shit. Say them fast?
Hey, can I get a Mapulous?
Action.
And that's why I wanted to take it onto the thing, and then I noticed that there was the...
Whoa.
Huh?
Cut.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that too slow?
You were holding your script.
Oh, shit. So here's the problem.
You can't do that when we're recording.
Even if it's really quick.
Sir, this is a closed set.
I'm Mr. Velveteen.
This is a...
I'm Mr. Velveteen.
He just got through. I don't know. He just got through.
Dr. Grace, I see that you found the Hermelian crystals.
You can't take this from me. I've worked hard for this position.
Turn the cameras on.
And rolling.
I'm the Velveteen Doctor.
No, you're a hack.
No, you're a hack. You lost the job because you didn't take commitment.
And we're going in close on John Travolta.
Wait, they aren't even looking at us right now.
John looks
How
great.
Can you tell that?
He looks so good.
Just look at the cameras. They're all pointing at John.
His face gets bigger, but I don't mind.
Did you know he was kidnapped last week?
I heard that.
That's so weird.
Welcome back to Entertainment Tonight. We have a clip exclusively from the set of Dr. Velveteen. They're bringing back that old classic.
Sean, put
your
shirt on.
Not a lot of people watch. What's that, Larry?
Sean, put your shirt on.
Oh, no. Let's go to that clip now.
I'm Mr. Velveteen.
You're gonna be Mr. Velveteen when you get your put this right in your mouth.
Wow, that was a crazy clip. Like, it was the audio of two no-names screaming and a close-up of John Travolta smiling evilly into the camera.
I think it's meme culture.
Oh,
that's why you got to watch Entertainment Tonight when it goes out live.
No, but seriously.
That's when you get the good stuff.
Scalpel.
Okay.
Thank you.
Scalpel.
What's meme culture?
I just noticed that my nephews and their friends are losing him.
It's okay. So what are you screaming about?
Yeah.
Okay, weird.
Just like, it's like the weirder the better, the more irreverent the better. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I was losing my train of thought.
I'm sorry, we need 20 PPs and an open fire over here. Quick.
Doctor, okay. You're wearing no clothes.
Okay, well then let's get on.
Here we go.
Dr. Velveteen?
Yes. Yes. And cut.
The Hermelian crystals.
And our final scene was sent in again by Joey Greer.
That's true.
It for today. Let's thank our alchemist, Joey.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here, buddy. Where can folks find you?
Outside their house.
Outside their house.
Yes, that's where I'm usually lurking. At Jebby Grieber on Instagram if you want to keep it viral.
If you want to keep it viral.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Chris Alvarado?
You can find me outside your house.
Sure. Stand next to Joey.
That's right. Not a big deal. Happy to be back. Here we go. Love you guys.
Comedy. Love you.
Comedy runs.
James Heaney?
Well, I'm going to not be outside of your house. I'm not a creeper like that. But I'll be...
Inside.
I'll be inside your house under your bed.
Okay, cool. And Craig Kikowski?
I'm doing an episode of Dr. Velveteen. It's kind of it's an inside Scientology production, so you're going to see it inside their house.
Oh, cool.
Oh, great.
Vanessa Ragland?
I'm not invited to do anything.
Oh, so.
No, but it's cool.
It is cool.
It's so cool. JodaDynastyTypewriter.com.
JodaDynasty.
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 Do you copy?
I like what the boys say. JodaDynasty.
Let's thank our engineer, Doug Bain.
Thank you, Doug.
Our post-sign design artist, Rafael Brito. And iHeartMedia.
We're losing him.
Oh, who cares?
I encourage all of you to write a review. Please tell everyone you've ever met and write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Love you so very much. No, you. Until next time,
Alchemy This. Woo!